Hi, how are you doing today? Today I just wanted to do a cute little recording of me just intensely, not intensely, more like intently describing my body, I guess. I like the idea of just being able to imagine whatever you want to imagine whenever you listen to someone else talk. So there's no specific look or way someone has to actually look in the fantasy of the listener. It's kind of like how when you read a book, everyone has their own idea of the way a character should be. And so I wanted to do a cute little in-depth description of the way my body actually looks, because I like to hear the way people describe themselves, and so I wanted the same thing for myself, I guess. So if I was to start at the top of my head, I have like a little bit of, it's darker now, it used to be lighter. My hair is more of a darker brown, and it's very wavy, and it kind of frills out from the top of my head and goes down my face and ends just about right underneath my chin, maybe a little bit lower. I need to get my hair cut. But the way it's shaped and its texture, it's about maybe like kind of a little bob, a little bit. But my hair is, it's on the thinner side, but it's a little bit wispy, and there's some strands of blonde in between, and so sometimes it looks like I have highlights. But if we were to go down from the top of my head to my forehead and down towards my brow bones and my cheekbones and my nose and my lips, I think my nose is, it's kind of, it's been described to me as like maybe a little button nose. It's very small, very quaint, very cartoonish. I've been told that my face looks kind of like a drawing of a Disney princess, and I don't say that in a conceited way at all. It's just, I think my face is very cartoonish. I always like to describe my face as being the equivalent of like a baby deer. But I have large almond-shaped eyes. I am half Asian, and so there's a word in Korean for the eye fold that most Westerners and Americans don't really pay attention to. It's just the crease that goes over your eye, but in Korean it's called a sangkapul, and it's like a huge deal in Korean culture. And so because I'm mixed Asian, my father is not Asian, my sangkapul is, it's, I've been told it kind of looks like wings. It's very creased, and I have two sort of creases that fan out at the edge and tips of my eye shape. So if we're going to go to my eyes, down my nose, down the bridge of my nose, down to my lips, I would describe my lips, they are not the fullest, but I really like them. They're very pinky, they're very flush when I wake up in the morning. I don't need much color to go with it. But I really do like my smile and the way that they look, and I really like my teeth, if that sounds very strange. I like the way my smile looks. And so my face overall is kind of a round shape, and it's very, I've been told my cheekbones are kind of high and a little bit of a very round apple-y sort of shape. That sounds really weird. I have a beauty mark directly under my left eye, I believe. I'm not looking at a picture of myself or a mirror, but it could be my left, it could be someone else's right. So that's a loose description of my face. If we were to trail down my neck, I do have a birthmark on my neck that's kind of in the shape of a heart. It's very essentially pretty much the shape of a heart. But you can't see it really unless you're kissing my neck, or if you're just really, really close, or if you're a vampire and you're gonna bite me. And then we go down my neck into my collarbones, and my collarbones jut out just enough to where you can see them, but not enough to be protruding. It's just kind of a soft shape. And then if we were gonna go down towards my chest or around the frame of my shoulders, I think my shoulders are a bit broader in terms of the way a feminine form is. My shape, my shoulders are wider than my hips, and that's really good, I've been told, if you are an athlete. I used to be an athlete, so it's very helpful in the end. But so if we were going to go past my shoulders down towards my chest, and if we were going to describe the way my breasts look, I would say they're a bit fuller. They're not huge, but they're enough to be able to maintain their own and hold a cup size, I'd say. They're not super... they don't drag. They're not super droopy. They're very perky. They're very round. They're very pale. I have very pale breasts. And my... I don't know why it's embarrassing to say nipples, because I say nipples all the time, but I just say titty instead. But my nips are very pink. They're very like a nudie, peachy, rosy pink. And they're very, very sensitive. The skin around them is very sensitive, and I don't need to do much for them to be aroused or them to be erect. On my right nipple, I do have a gold piercing that is through it, and I can slide it easily back and forth, and that's very stimulating for me. Sorry, I got a little taken away, carried away by touching myself just a little bit. My skin overall is very pale, except for certain parts of my body, because I do have a budding swimmer's tan, because I still do swim athletically. But if we were to go down between my breasts and all the way down to my stomach, I do have a little bit of a pudge just at the very bottom underneath my navel, and I'm not ashamed of it, because it's just my body. That's just the way it is. It's just a little bit of flesh. I exercise extensively, and if that's the way it is, that's just the way it is. My frame in general, I've just come to accept, is on the fuller side. I wouldn't say it's very, very full. It's just on the thicker side. I do have a very feminine, womanly shape. My hips, on each side of my hips, I do have some stretch marks. I have a little red. They kind of look like if someone clawed them, like if a tiger kind of clawed them to the side, and then it healed and scarred a little bit. They're still very red, which is good if I was wanting to get rid of them, put some coconut oil on them or something. But they're on each side. There are some of the stretch marks are a little white, but the rest of them are very brightly flushed, a little fleshy. I got some flesh on my hips. Now if we're going to go down more towards my legs, I do have some very smooth and squishy thighs. I have a lot of flesh in my thighs. I used to be very self-conscious about it, but they're now something I'm very proud of, because they're very strong and they carry me well. And then if we're gonna go down to my calf, I do have muscular calves right now because I've been swimming religiously. Then I have some delicate ankles. They're very, very delicate. I have a gold anklet on one side, on one ankle. I have it on my left ankle, and it's currently pressing into the skin just a bit, so we do have some dents and indentations there. Now, if we were going to go down to my feet, and we were going to go into my my sandal stand, I do have a very distinct sandals flip-flop tan, because I live in a warm, sunny place, and so I'm always toes out. So imagine a wide sandals tan on my feet, but I do have very small feet. They're very small, and I have a swooping arch and very small soles. And my toes, I would say, are very symmetrical in terms of just the formation of it. My big toe is naturally larger than the other toes, and they all just kind of slope down in a cute little arc, and where it's just like one is larger, then slightly less large, and then so on and so forth. And my toenail color right now is a nudie pink. But my feet in general are very sensitive, especially the bottom of my feet. They're so sensitive, they're so ticklish, and I have a hard time when people try and touch my feet. I get very irritated or very sensitive when it comes to that. Someone touched my foot the other day, and it was just very uncomfortable for me. So if we're going to go up my calf now and towards the back of my thigh and then towards my hips and my butt, I do have a fuller rear. That's the only way I can describe it without laughing completely. It's very shapely. I wouldn't say it's huge. I would just say it's fleshy. I wouldn't compare myself to Nicki Minaj or Kim K or something like that, but it gets me by. I don't regret sitting on it whatsoever. So if we're going to go up to my spine. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm just trying to find cuter ways to describe my butt, and I just can't seem to for some reason. So if we're going to go up my spine, I do have a swimmer's tan that is coming in, so there is a little bit of a circular, darker part of skin on my lower back that is from the shape of my swimsuit, and a lighter crisscross coloration on my skin towards the nape of my neck. And if we are going to go back towards my shoulders and then slope down my arms, I have very soft upper arms. They're just, I have a lot of freckles and coloration on them, so they're not completely smooth. But if we go down towards my forearm, towards more of my wrist, the skin gets smoother there. I have a lot of freckles on my arms, and I have blonde hair on my arms. If we're going to go towards my wrist, I do have a bracelet on my left wrist. It's a beaded cross bracelet that I received from my grandfather. I'm not particularly religious, but this is it's the most beautiful bracelet I've ever seen. You can kind of hear it just a little bit, I think, if I put it next to the mic. But right underneath that bracelet, I have a birthmark that's a little bit of a spot. It just looks like a dark spot, but I always call it my rising sun birthmark or my sunrise birthmark, because its shape is very much the way a child would draw the sun and how it rises in a picture, and that's how it is over the crinkles of my wrist, it looks like there's a little spot that's rising above the crease in my wrist. Now, if we're going to go over to my left hand, I do have a small burn mark that is right underneath my middle finger, under the knuckle of my middle finger. And it looks like a little, just a little speck, just a tiny, tiny little patch of skin that is whiter than the rest of my skin. It has a little bit of a bump to it, but you wouldn't notice it unless you looked really, really close at my hand, if you were kissing my hand, or if you were staring at it. And then if we were going to go all the way across my fingers, I do have several ring tans because I like to wear lots of jewelry. And so they kind of wrap around my ring finger and my middle finger in a light, very faint line. I have little bits of hair on each finger above them. And my nails right now are very, very long, but they're painted, so they look kind of pretty. So I think my nails and fingers and hands look very delicate. I have very, very small hands. I can barely hold things. It's quite embarrassing. And if we're going to turn my hand over and we are going to look at my palms, then you'd see all the lines of my palms. I have one wide line that swoops down towards my wrist. And I don't know exactly the lines of each palm. I don't know the palm reading techniques, but I do have a small mole between my index finger and my thumb. And I wouldn't say it's a mole, it's more of like a freckle. It just kind of looks like a dark speck, like if someone took a ball of ink and just kind of dotted it right in between. Then if we're gonna go back down, you'd see the creases at my wrist from all the movement of my hands. And that's my body, I believe. I think I might have completely avoided speaking about my lower lady parts. I think I just completely forgot to mention them. So if we're gonna trail all the way back down from my wrist, we're gonna go up, all the way up my arms and back over my breasts. Go all the way back down past my stomach and all the way back down to my lower lady bits. I can't say pussy when I'm trying to be sultry and sexy, even though I know that that's a word that is supposed to be very erotic at this moment. But for right now, at this time, I don't feel like I can. But if we're going to go down, and if I was going to take off my underwear, and then you'd see that I'm a little bit shaved. I'm pretty shaved, actually. Everything's just starting to grow back in, but I'm very pale. And if you were to go down to my lower lips, they're a bit, I've been told they're a bit fleshy. Not in a way that's embarrassing, it's just they're very soft and supple. And if we were to part them a little bit, you'd see how pink I am on the inside, how extremely pink I am, how wet I am. I wouldn't say my inner lips on the inside, the inner labia is very long or hanging. They're very petite and compact, and I almost forget that they're there when I'm touching myself. But if we were going to go towards the, more towards my clit, or the cute little doorbell, as I like to say, opens to the show. It's very pink. It's very, very, very sensitive. And if I touch it even just a little bit, it feels really good. And I love just kind of playing with it slightly. I can't have any form of direct contact over it because it's just too much, so I have to kind of rub the flesh around it. And I take my wetness that's down at my opening and I'll carry it back up towards the top hood of everything. Might be getting a little carried away, just touching myself. This was supposed to be the fun part. This is supposed to be the main part of everything. I just wanted to kind of have a sensual sort of talk and touch of my body, but I think I got a little bit carried away. Now I might be getting a little bit carried away, just kind of touching myself. I'm really sensitive. Just even a little bit gets me really wet. I can't even put the mic down there. It's might be a little too much. But on my insides, I'm really, really tight. I can barely even fit one finger in, let alone two. It's a miracle that I even have sex at all. Because everything's so tight and I'm so sensitive. I can just push up against my opening. I don't even have to go inside, and that will be just enough to give me the perfect kind of orgasm that I want. Just a little bit carried away. But I think that might be just enough for today. Might be just a little bit too much for today. So I'm going to end it with that. I hope you have a good day and imagine whatever you want from my body.